Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. Scott, Big Ten football right around the corner, and that can only mean exciting news from the Big Ten Network. Very happy to welcome in President Mark Silverman. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you doing?
Well, just fine. We had media day here today at Michigan State, and that means that the Big Ten Network caravan is on its way.
Right. Our caravan is still very early. It's very early in its progression around the Big Ten schools, but it's kind of like opening day for us when the bus comes and our guys all load up the bus and we start hitting to go visit each of the camps, and it's a great time. It sort of lets us know that football's right around the corner.
When we hear that the Big Ten schools are very happy with what the Big Ten Network has provided, not just financially, but in terms of image, exposure, and reputation, that has to bring a smile to your face.
Yeah, you know, we're very happy, you know, with how we've progressed over the last few years. You know, it's definitely a very challenging launch and a tough first year or so in the network, and we're happy that the vast majority of people get the network now that want it, and that the network's getting better and better. And I think, you know, it's only going to get better. You know, we're launching more shows this year, and
right,
we really want to try to give viewers a reason to watch us beyond just when their game is on, and that's sort of the big goal this year.
Let's talk about some of those shows, and the one that has gotten the most exposure, the most hype and anticipation, is Big Ten Icons.
Yeah, you know, when I first started here and we were having some of our pie-in-the-sky moments, we were talking about what kind of programming we could put on the network in the years ahead, and right away we all kind of rallied around an idea of taking a step and just ranking all the top, you know, athletes and all the great legends in the Big Ten. We came up with the term icon because that's really what we felt when we started putting the list together these people represented.
Right.
They were bigger than just a legend or an athlete. It just circumvented all of that. You know, and our view is an icon is someone who just leaves, you know, a unique mark on their university, on the conference, for their sport, and getting them together and ranking them has been a great labor of love here, and we're excited to get the show on the air. And you know, when Keith Jackson agreed to do the show, you know, the champagne corks were being popped because we felt he was the best person possible, you know, to be the one bringing the show on the air. So we're really thrilled, and starting in mid-September, you know, we'll get the show on the air beginning on Tuesday nights.
I remember when another sports network tried to rank athletes and wound up with an awful lot of hate mail, but again, you're not going to have the problem of ranking a horse in your top 20.
That's funny. I've been telling people, like, guarantee there are no animals in our top 20. And, you know, it has definitely spurred debate. You know, I think, you know, we're talking about the most beloved figures that each university has, and trying to somehow compare is really, really difficult. And, you know, the discussions we've had of Heisman Trophy winner versus national championship versus Olympic gold medal, there's all these different criteria that mean different things to different people. And, you know, we just tried to get input from the media. We got input from the conference, from the schools. But at the end of the day, you know, we had to sit down in a room and hash it out. And we think it's a list that we're very proud of. And not everyone will agree with the exact order, but I think it'll make a very entertaining show nonetheless.
Has the final order of icons been established?
It's just about there. There's some minor things we're gonna follow up on, but it's just about done.
Okay. Well, I can tell you then that I was just privy to a heated argument between a Michigan State graduate and an Illinois graduate whether Red Grange would trump Magic Johnson, and it nearly came to blows. When they finally left, there was an Ohio State guy in the room. He came up to me and said, Jesse Owens was better than both of them.
And there is why we are doing the show, right? I don't think I could create a better promotional campaign than what you just said. I wish I could just tape that and run that on the network. And that is why, you know, we are doing this show. And you just named three of the top icons, obviously, that you could think of. And, you know, it's not an easy effort to try and come up with what that ranking of those particular, you know, icons are. And, you know, it's just, that's what's going to make this show special is the debate. And hopefully we're Big Ten fans. We carry ourselves a certain way. We don't carry ourselves the way, let's say others do. We could have, logical discussion and debate over these topics. We welcome emails, and we're going to have a show called the Big Ten Pulse that I'm sure will be a popular topic when people call in and talk to our guys as we talk about what's going on in the Big Ten. And you know, look, it's all subjective, and we understand that. And an Illinois fan is going to definitely think Red Grange is number one, and a Michigan State fan is going to think it's Magic. And an Iowa State fan, that's the way it works, and we're trying to incorporate all that. But, you just do what you can, and hopefully the fans will like it.
Tell us about some of the other shows. You mentioned that it is not alone. There are a variety of new shows coming up.
Yeah, we really have a few different things. I really wanted to, whenever you turned on the network on a weekday night, I wanted there to be something there that would give you pause and make you want to stay and watch. So pretty much every night of the week, there's new shows on. We have a show called the Big Ten Film Vault. We've got classic Woody and Bo and players mic'd up and locker room and practices. Sort of the way I talk about it, it reminds me of the old NFL films programming I used to watch growing up, where you see like a Hank Stram on the sideline and things like that. It's really interesting stuff. If you're a Big Ten fan from the 60s and 70s in particular, I think you really enjoy it. We have a Big Ten Next Level where we show more recent Big Ten grads playing in the NFL and the NBA and MLB, and they talk about what the Big Ten was important to them, and we show a little bit of what their lives are like at the next level that they're working on. We have our four-pack shows are back that we had last year, our Football and Beyond and Beyond the Schemes. And, there's just a ton of programming. And I really think if you're a Big Ten sports fan, you're going to have a lot of new stuff here on the network. And hopefully we could keep our ratings, moving in the right direction.
I know Muhsin Muhammad was one of the athletes profiled on that series you mentioned. And I was good friends with Bill Fleming, the late Bill Fleming. Of course, he was involved in producing Big Ten highlight shows for many, many years. In fact, I co-hosted one in 1988 with him, and he managed to stay on the air despite the job I did. But
Bill Fleming is in some of our Film Vault stuff. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely seen some shows with Bill in there, and Muhsin did a great job on his show, The Next Level. And he obviously recently retired, and Muhsin's going to do some work for the network. We think he's a great presence on air, and I think he could really be special down the road as he gets more experience being in front of the camera. So we're thrilled to have him joining us.
We're talking with Mark Silverman, president of the Big Ten Network. Mark, you mentioned a tough start, and for a lot of people that just meant they couldn't get the Big Ten Network, which I guess is a good thing in one way. They wanted it. They just weren't able to see it. And now that they have seen it, they tend to like what they have seen. What's been the biggest surprise to you since you went on the air?
I knew coming in that the fans are passionate, and there are a lot of them. And the games on the network, the fans are going to really want to see. And I think, though, I didn't quite grasp how big a deal the network was going to become. Mm-hmm. How big a deal in our region, how big a deal nationally. It's really become, such a common discussion point, in the entire world of the college sports scene and the TV sports world. And I really didn't look at it in that way when we were launching it. I thought we were launching a network that Big Ten fans are going to like and that we're going to have good programming on. But I think it's just become a much, much bigger element than we really counted on or thought about when it was happening. And, if you would have told me 2 years ago that Nebraska would be joining the conference and one of the reasons they say they're joining is because of the network, we never really had those kinds of thoughts here. It's really just become something that, we're immensely proud of, and we're glad that the universities are enjoying the exposure we can provide to it, and I think it's only going to get better.
Last question, Mark, maybe you can clear something up. When there was a lot of talk of Big Ten expansion, even going beyond 12 teams, we heard that there was a strong look to the East because of television sets, but then we're hearing that that would not be a sole reason the Big Ten would ever expand.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, during that time, you know, there were so many reports, many of which were way off. You know, I read one report that Pitt was notified they're joining the conference, and they called their student athletes together and told them, you know, which never happened. And they're, right. you know, just crazy online reports. And, you know, I think it was always a bit overblown. You know, I think the conference did what they said they were going to do. They were going to explore. They evaluated, they looked at it, and they decided right now Nebraska was the school they wanted to add. And you know how that's going to go down the road, you really don't know. And I think the network is one of many, many factors. You know, you do have the fit academically. You have the cultural fit. You've got the passionate fan base, the size of the athletic program. There's a lot of factors, of which one is the network. Mm-hmm. But I think people may have overstated the relevance of a large TV market to the Big Ten just because of the network. I think it's just one of many factors. And we'll see how it ends up. But I think the 12 we've got, we're very happy with for now.
Mark Silverman, president of the Big Ten Network, our guest. And no, he is not going to tell us who the top five icons are today. But Mark, we are going to send this clip on to Elizabeth and Mike, and they can use it any way they like.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back with more Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.